both Europe and Ukraine to cut a peace deal directly with Russia's President Putin.
The BBC's Andrew Harding. Devastating flooding has claimed at least 9 lives in Kentucky. President Trump has approved the state's request for a federal disaster declaration. And Governor Andy Beshear says a winter storm could add to the misery starting tomorrow and into Wednesday. One death in Georgia blamed on the weather. The president's slashing of the federal workforce goes on, and more job cuts are expected to be announced this week.
Efforts to shrink the size of the government payroll reached the Food and Drug Administration over the weekend. Sources say recently hired employees at the FDA who review the safety of food ingredients, medical devices, and other products were fired on Saturday evening. Meanwhile, there are reports that the IRS will lay off thousands of probationary workers as soon as this week. Greg Clugston, Washington.
It's President's Day. That means there will be no mail delivered today. The post office is closed. Most of the banks closed as well. And the stock market has the day off. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy and founder of Wesley Financial Group. And I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney. And the truth is, I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney, I apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. At Wesley, we've helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshare, and I want to share with you how we do it. Just give my office a call. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, or you'll pay nothing. Attorneys, this was meant to be funny, so please don't sue me, especially my friend Kenneth from Black River Falls, Wisconsin.
Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-613-5454. 800-613-5454. 800-613-5454.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Police are investigating separate shootings that claimed 2 lives over the weekend. At around 3:30 Saturday afternoon, police responded to the 6100 block of Plantview Way, where they found the victim dead at the scene. Just before 9 Saturday night, officers were called to the 1800 block of North Montford Avenue, where they found a 41-year-old man suffering from gunshot wounds. And state police are looking for the driver who struck a trooper's vehicle and fled the scene. The incident happened at around 1:30 Sunday morning as the trooper was assisting a motorist on the right side of the Baltimore Beltway near Windsor Mill Road. The trooper was not in the cruiser, which had its emergency lights on. The suspect's vehicle is described as a dark-colored 2013 to 2017 Honda Odyssey with a small sticker on the left bottom rear window. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Do you need a job? Charles A. Klein & Sons, a family-owned company for 45 years, is looking for good, hard-working duct mechanics and service technicians. We offer competitive pay and great benefits, servicing all Maryland, D.C., and Northern Virginia. An open shop and non-commissioned environment located in Sykesville. And we hire from all around the state. Join our growing service department as a duct mechanic or service technician. Call Charles A. Klein today. 443-609-6697.
Rapid Radio's our instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com now for 60% off and free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
To Sarasota we go, where everything is hunky-dory in Birdland at the moment.
Our roster, we think, is extremely talented. The players are hungry. I can tell they're really happy to see each other the last couple of days. Everybody loves getting down here. The weather's been perfect. And it's just spring training is a great tradition, and we're all happy to be here.
GM Mike Elias on his 2025 Birds. 21,000 fans jammed the Bell Center in Montreal on Saturday night. Canada and the U.S. in the Four Nations tournament. Crowd booed the U.S. national anthem again, and after the puck dropped, so did the gloves.
They're going to drop the gloves right away. Matthew Tkachuk and Brandon Hagel right off the hop.
Call on SNY. Tkachuk wins that one, and that was just the tip of the iceberg. three fights within the first 9 seconds, the U.S. sends a message and routes the Canadians 3-1 the final. And speaking of routes...
Inside fight! Race.
Rice already has eight. He gets it up. There's Gillespie. Keeping it down, and he's got 11. There's Jacoby Gillespie.
Call on BTN, Jacoby Gillespie all day. 11 field goals, 26 points. The Terps romp in the second half. 101-75 the final. Local college basketball, Towson extends its winning streak to 12, tying a school record, 80-54 over Monmouth. Coming up in 30 minutes, Hopkins sticks it to Loyola. And that is Stein on Sports.
Stay and relax with Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a corporate event in Owings Mills, a leisure event, or get-together for drinks at the grill, you can always wake up to a made-to-order delicious breakfast to start your day. Reach out to their sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills at 410-654-0030. You can always count on the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
At 11:07, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Big dust of cold air hangs around all week long. A breezy day today near 40. Tomorrow's even colder, 34. A few light snow showers possible Wednesday. 30 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 34 degrees in Bel Air, 35 in Halethorpe, and 34 in Columbia. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasick Live starts now. Woo! On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Happy President's Day. Good morning to you. Happy Monday. Yes, you have a new week. It's a fresh week, a fresh start. If you want to be productive this week, you can get started today. The fact that you're listening to Kim Plasick Live, you're already well on your way. I appreciate you. I know you have other options. If you're just joining us, I have to ask you, where the heck have you been? We had Kate Sullivan on earlier. She was telling us about what they're now doing in Frederick City. And I do appreciate our caller calling in last week and inquiring about that because I didn't have the entire story. I didn't have the full scope. But as Kate Sullivan told us, and she shared, that in Frederick City, there were four people that decided that non-citizens can partake in the voting process there. And that is going to begin now, and you will see it here in the midterms. Now, she did note that there were Republicans in Frederick City that have filed lawsuits that are going to try to fight back. And she also is having a call to action day in Annapolis on February 25th, if you want to join them at 11 a.m. at the State House. As I mentioned earlier on the show, as of this Sunday on the 23rd, it looks like we'll hit 50 degrees, and then... Some people probably don't care as much as I do, but I do. I care. I hate being cold. We'll hit 50 degrees, and then it looks like we'll continue to hit 50 degrees as we head into March after that. So thank goodness. I cannot take it anymore. So hopefully this is the last week. Of course, we're also talking about who our favorite president of all time was and is. And if you want to weigh in on that, you can. It's 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. And along with that, our question of the day, it's brought to you by Renovation Real Estates at WCBM.com. You can partake in the poll. Are you satisfied with the Trump so far? Right now, 96% of you say yes, 4% of you say no. And as I mentioned, this is getting a lot of numbers today. And we're talking about this a lot because over the weekend it was revealed that President Trump has a 55% approval rating. And I will also say, if you really truly think about it, and Clark in Ellicott City, thank you for calling in, because we were talking about how well Trump did. Just think about this for a second. Trump won 31 states total, okay? Kamala Harris, you know, not so much, right? But if you think about it for a second. 31 states in a country where Democrats outweigh the Republicans in very large numbers. He won all seven swing states. Okay? That's huge. It really is huge when you think about the amount of people that really voted for President Trump. And he got the popular vote this time around. That's huge. We're also talking about the pesticides. I can see, you know what, and now I will go ahead. I'll hold this L. I can see a lot of you don't really want to talk about the pesticides. That's okay. That's all right. But I did have a text here from David. It says, once again, Kim, this will be decided by money and not by what is right for the people who are eating this food. The pesticides that are sprayed on our foods have PFAS and on which are horrible chemicals for us as human beings. Not only us, but the animals that have to live where these chemicals are sprayed. There are plenty of farmers out there that farm and use no pesticides and farm on a very large scale of operations. The only thing that not having pesticides will hurt is the companies who make them and the billions and billions of profits that they make off of them. Again, that comes in from David, a longtime resident association board member of Curtis Bay. Thank you, David. Look, that's why I said that conversation, and maybe we'll have another day when you guys are ready. Yeah. But the fact that they had a two-hour hearing and they had opposition on both sides that were pretty strong, I'm going to say that this is a serious fight that they're going to have. And as I mentioned, pesticides, look, the data has shown, the research has shown, that it has led to infertility and also childhood cancer. And I will say this, when it comes to infertility, and I've got lots of friends out there that have been trying, whether it's IVF or what have you, if you look at the infertility rate right now, compared to what it was 20 years ago, huge difference. Huge difference. And I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy. I believe if a woman wants to become a mother, right, start a family with her husband, I believe that they should have that opportunity. And if we can lessen the infertility rate in any way, I'm for it. I am for it. But how real is this effect, right? Is this really affecting that many people? It depends on whether or not you're handling it, you know, personally. I don't know. That's why I said I wanted to have that discussion. But we can have it another day. You guys put me in my place. I'm fine with that. Again, we were talking about presidents and, of course, President Trump's approval rating. I've got Wade in Ellicott City. Wade, you wanted to weigh in?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Before Trump was elected, I would talk to my political friends, and I said if Trump gets elected, he's almost going to have to legislate like a dictator in order to straighten the country out. And I think that's exactly what he's doing. Because I don't think the Democrats will ever recover in this generation. And I think it'll get worse at the midterms.
Yeah. No, I'm with you there, Wayne. And I do believe that. I guess, you know, and it's so interesting because I mentioned earlier, Wade, I don't know if you heard, but the chair of the Maryland Democrats, Ken Ullman, he was doing an interview and he basically said that what they're doing is fine and it just comes down to messaging. It's almost as if they didn't learn any lessons even from this last election cycle.
Yeah, I mean, I get emails all the time from my my friends, political friends, about the waste that the Democrats have spent money on, and it's worse than I ever thought.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Wayne, I agree with you. Thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a great week. I do appreciate that, and I do see some of my text here. Thank you, Tom. We're working on the connection here. We do have some more calls coming in. I've got Mary in Middle River. Mary, you wanted to weigh in? Hello, Mary. All right. I know that was quite some time. I apologize, Mary, for the wait. Bill in Essex. Bill, did you want to weigh in on your favorite president?
Yes. Hi, Kim. How are you doing? Love your show.
Thank you.
Certainly, Donald Trump is my favorite president. His first term and now this term, everything he's doing. And then Ron Reagan comes in second place. So, love what President Trump is doing now, and it just blows my mind that the Democrats are complaining about all the improprieties that he and Elon Musk are finding. Why would they complain about wasteful spending, you know?
Right. So. Right. And that, you know what, and I think that's going to hurt the Democrat Party, too, coming up in the midterm. It's like, you know, people are watching, especially the independents, and they're saying, wait a minute, they don't want us to open the books?
Right.
That's wild.
100% transparent. And if we're wasting money on ridiculous programs in other countries, they need to stop and focus on Americans and veterans first, and then we can help out. But it's great what he's doing so far, and thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. Thanks, Bill. Have a great day, a great week. I don't know what the Democrats are going to do. Just so you guys know, in case you were listening to it, the show on the app, it looks like it's up and doing fine now. I'm checking it while I talk to you guys. But then also, don't forget, you can always go to WCBM.com and then also tune in on your radio. The question of the day, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate, are you satisfied with Trump so far? 97% of you say yes, 3% of you say no. We're talking about Trump's approval rating. Right now it's at 55%, which is huge. As Democrats outweigh Republicans by a large number, and we have a decent amount of independents in this country. And I always say with Republicans, sometimes, I know we don't want to, look at the fact that Democrats, they don't knock as many doors, they don't make as many phone calls, they don't work as hard as us, especially here in the state of Maryland. But that's because they're in a position where they don't have to. We're in a position where we have to work even harder. and so we got to step it up. We got to continue to step it up. But when you have somebody like President Trump in the Oval Office, you best believe we should take advantage of that and make sure that we look good here in 2026. And we have to take advantage of this. We can't just sit back and relax. That's why I said I've been watching the weather because I want to make sure myself and volunteers get out there and knock doors. Also, real quick, Glenn Gilhar, he's going to join us on the show tomorrow at 10 a.m. We're going to go over some of the bills in Annapolis. There's still a ton going on up there, even when it comes to the energy crisis, and they're not getting to the bottom of it. They really aren't. We had the Republicans in Annapolis unveil a plan to get to the bottom of it, and it kind of fell on deaf ears, right? It's just like, what are they doing up there? I've got Don in Baltimore. Don, did you want to weigh in?
Yes, ma'am. How you doing?
Oh, hey, how are you?
Okay, definitely going to say President Trump is the best. And I don't see how in the world anybody can say Barack Obama or Bill Clinton. All of them was a disaster to me, the things they've done. We look at the fact that I look at the fact of a whole lot there, how much money that the Democrats steal, how much money the Democrats has chased the people for. I told you they hustlers, they're very good hustlers too, and how much money Joe Biden has wiped them out. I only a fool to say Joe Biden did a good job. Only a fool. Only a real fool would say people hate Trump so bad. I mean, that's the good thing about it. They hate him so bad that they would do anything not to believe he's doing a good job. But he only been in office, a couple months? But he's doing a great job. He's doing a great job.
Yeah, right, really, man. just a month. I think it feels like a couple months, but it's only been a month. Right. Yeah,
and give him some time. He's working. And Elon Musk, I think the reason why he's doing a good job because he's revealing their mess. He's revealing what they've been doing all the time. And this is gonna be a great year. We're gonna see a whole lot more, way lot more.
Yeah.
So I thank God for you, sis. And I'll talk to you again.
All right. God bless. Thank you. Have a great week. I appreciate you as always. I know our caller, Joe, he did say specifically why he supported Barack Obama. So, I understand. And he's not the only one that felt that way about some of the things that Obama did when he first took office. I guess I look at it because, we all have our priorities. When I look at Barack Obama, I look at whether it was the Black Lives Matter movement taken over. I thought that was ridiculous. Vilifying the police, that happened under Barack Obama. Absolutely ridiculous. And then also, the rise of the LGBTQIA, and it's not even that, the rise of their community. Again, I don't care if you're gay, straight, I don't care. But the way that it became, if you weren't down with some of the things they said or did, then you were homophobic or transphobic, and it's like, No, I don't want my kid being taught some of these things that you've been talking about. I don't want the teachers in the classrooms, you know, with the LGBTQIA flag and all, you know, it was just so much of the stuff where it's like, you know, then they're calling you, you know, all these names and you're this and you're that. And it was just another way, honestly, to call you a racist, even if they couldn't label you as a racist, right? And then people still, you know, they throw that word around all the time. Oh, you're racist. For what? Because I don't want criminally charged illegal immigrants in my country, and a lot of them are brown-skinned? Sorry, not sorry. That's not racism. Like, get out of here. And it's so sad. And I also noticed, and I want to say this real quick, because, you know, we're going to take a break here, and we'll come back to this conversation, but I have noticed there were a lot of criminally charged illegal immigrants, even though some of the big cases that made it to the news, whether it was Lake and Riley, Rachel Warren, you know, stuff like that, there have been many Black American citizens and many Hispanic American citizens that have also been targeted and killed by criminally charged illegal immigrants. It just, they don't become big stories, but it happens all the time. I know we talked about the one young Black girl, I think 7 years old in Houston, Texas. A criminally charged illegal immigrant hit her mother's car driving drunk. The seven-year-old was killed. A little Black girl. Nobody talks about that because, again, it goes against the narrative. It's so tiring. It really is. All right, it's President's Day. It's a good day. Happy holidays. We'll talk more when we get back.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Time to celebrate American Heart Month with Rescue Natural Supplements. For nearly 40 years, Rescue Omega-3s have been providing people with the essentials to fortify heart health, reduce inflammation, and support healthy cholesterol levels. That's why it's the best time to dive into Rescue's February special. Right now, Rescue's most popular products, their premium omega-3 fish oils, are buy one, get one free, exclusively for radio listeners. Just use the listener code OMEGA50 when placing your order. Call today at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483 and speak to a knowledgeable product consultant or use the code OMEGA50 online when you visit res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Don't forget the code OMEGA50 when buying one bottle of Rescue Omega-3s to receive a second bottle free. Again, use the code OMEGA50. Fortify your heart and support a healthier well-being with Rescue Omega-3s.
Red Eye Radio is live.
Gary and Eric, the way you so beautifully express your anger and frustration, you serve like a substitute relief valve for my own anger and frustration and outrage.
Gary McNamara and Eric Harley take your calls all night. Politics, breaking news, and more on Red Eye Radio.
Red Eye Radio is on every morning from 1 to 5 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
This portion of the Kim Klasick Show is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman, representing injury victims for over 30 years, on the web at maflaw.com.
All right, we're talking about President's Day, of course, because it is President's Day. And many of you are weighing in on who your favorite president has been in history, including President Trump, Ronald Reagan. Heard a lot about that. So I want you guys to weigh in. It's 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I feel like we're just shooting the breeze today. That's what, that's what I feel like. I also wanted to say I hope everyone is doing okay today in the Maryland region. Lots of winds Sunday or last night. A lot of power out or outages, I should say, and a lot of downed trees. I did see where 115,000 people had damage to their electrical equipment. And I believe right now even 40,000 people are still waiting to get power back on. Definitely send some prayers out because, again, it is cold, it is windy, and that is absolutely horrible. If you ever lost power for more than 5 hours, you can understand how some of these people are probably very upset. And I could, you know what's so crazy? I know I'm really tired today. I woke up at least three times last night, whether it was the wind that was howling, my dog that was barking at the wind. It was insanity. Insanity. So hopefully everyone is doing well this morning. I've got Brian in Whitemarsh. Brian, who's the greatest president of all time?
Yeah, Cam, good morning. I have to break it down into two different periods in my life. I'm in my late 50s, so as for the majority of my adult life, it's been President Trump, no doubt about it, financially, you know, deregulation and a lot of things like that. But my first time I got to vote was in 1984, and I voted for Reagan. And I have to say that had a big effect on the rest of my outlook politically. I was absolutely enthralled that I got to vote, first of all, and then sounds kind of silly, but we were actually stuck to the TV during college watching the Iran-Contra affair and things like that, the firing of the air traffic controllers, and that really kind of formed my conservative outlook on life. So early years, Reagan, later years, absolutely Trump.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you, Brian. I hope you have a great week.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. I got Ben at Owings Mills. Ben, you want to weigh in? Who's the greatest president in your view? Hello, Ben? Oh, Ben did not hang on. All right. That's just fine. I've got Anthony and Laurel. Anthony, you wanted to weigh in?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me okay, Kim?
Yep.
Can you hear me?
Yes, yep. Go ahead, Anthony.
Fantastic. Yeah, I don't think this is really much of a debate. The two greatest presidents in the country, you can go number one and number two, but you have Abraham Lincoln, who signed the Emancipation Proclamation, and he kept the Union together. And then you have George Washington, who led the fight as General Washington for independence. So I don't know how anybody can go above those two individuals.
Yeah, no, those are great points there, Anthony, for sure. But, you know, everybody, I guess some people have their own reasoning, right? But you're making great points here. I hope you have a great week, Anthony. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. And I mean, look, yeah, you gotta give it to George Washington for sure. You know, we were talking about that one day, right? Talking about the ages of the guys founded this country, and obviously George Washington and those that were president. I would say in the very early years, you know, a lot of them were under the age of 30. Imagine today, some of the guys and, you know, women under the age of 30. Running this country. I couldn't even see it. I couldn't imagine it. It's weird. And I don't know if you guys agree with me on this one. And again, this has nothing to do with politics. I feel as though that we've went a different direction in this country. And I've noticed this, even when it comes to kids and how not so independent some children are today. Like, I pushed my daughter to be independent. She's 8 now. But I think I've noted before, like, I was much more independent at 8 years old than she is today. And then, you know, in some way, I feel like a bad mom. You know what I mean? I'm like, you know, because she comes to me for everything. Last night, she came in my room, 9 o'clock, crying because somehow she ended up seeing that commercial from the ASPCA where, you know, the dogs are sitting outside chained to a fence and starving. So she comes to my room crying. She's like, the dogs need to get adopted, Mom. You need to call them. And I'm like, first of all, it's 9 o'clock at night. I don't know why you are asleep. Secondly, why are you watching this? Because I know that does not come on Nickelodeon. So what are you watching? Right? But it was bizarre to me because, you know, kids today, they just, I don't know, is it safe to say they seem softer? I don't know. When we get back, we'll continue this conversation.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Wicked weather across parts of the South over the weekend, at least 10 deaths, including 9 in flood-stricken Kentucky. The other fatality was in Georgia, where high winds brought down a huge tree. It fell on a house. The Kremlin says high-ranking U.S. and Russian officials will be meeting in Saudi Arabia tomorrow. They'll talk about how to end the war in Ukraine. Europe feels left out of the process. European leaders holding an emergency summit today in Paris. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu says with President Trump in the White House, Israel and the U.S. are basically on the same page. Netanyahu tells Secretary of State Rubio there's no doubt now about where the U.S. administration stands. Rubio met with the Israeli leader yesterday at the start of a regional tour that will include a stop in Saudi Arabia for the meeting tomorrow with Russian diplomats, including Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. This is SRN News.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avacincaptad Captain Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. Day five for pitchers and catchers and for the Felix Bautista comeback. The fireballing reliever, 16 months removed from Tommy John surgery, and through his interpreter, Brandon Quinones, says he's not quite all the way back.
Well, not 100%, but I would say about 85%, and I do think for opening day, I would be at 100%.
First full squad workout for the Birds is tomorrow. Spring training opener is this Saturday at home against the Pirates. College lacrosse on Saturday, 6th-ranked Maryland remains undefeated, knocking off number 2 Syracuse in College Park.
Maryland keeps it spinning. Spanos rips and scores! Eric Spanos! Maryland up by 2.
Call on the Big Ten Network. Eric Spanos, 2 goals, 2 assists. And Calvert Hall's Dan Kelly with a pair as well. Terps roll the Orange 11-7 the final. Elsewhere, 5th-ranked Hopkins scores 2 goals in the final 80 seconds to pull out a 9-8 squeaker at Loyola. Archbishop Spalding's Russell Melendez with an EMO goal with 41 seconds to play. And finally, at Daytona, William Byron becomes the 5th ever back-to-back champion, slipping through a crash on the final lap.
I was really fortunate to miss Christopher when they were wrecking time. I think I barely got clipped by him and just was able to get through that wreck and keep going. And
Tyler Reddick finishes 2nd. Jimmy Johnson finishes 3rd. Coming up in 30 minutes, Mike Elias on 2 frustrating seasons in a row. And that is Stein on Sports.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
Big drop in temperature today, and the temperatures will stay cool for most of the week. It is breezy, though, so you are feeling all of that 40 degrees today. That's our high this afternoon. Upper teens to low 20s overnight. Sunny tomorrow, not quite as windy. 34 tomorrow. We may see some light snow Wednesday. Not much accumulation, though. Highs Wednesday, near 30. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com and you'll get 60% off, free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Need new blinds? At Blindster.com, they offer guaranteed low prices, guaranteed satisfaction, free samples, and free shipping. At Blindster, they take the fear out of ordering custom blinds, shades, and shutters, so you can do it yourself and save big. Blindster.com.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from their professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Charlie Kirk here. Be sure to tune in to WCBM for the best of the Charlie Kirk Show every Sunday from 4 to 7 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 in Harford County.
All right, so many of you weighing in on this beautiful President's Day. And like I said, if you guys have the day off, enjoy it. Please do. The poll question of the day at WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Are you satisfied with Trump so far? 96% of you have said yes. 4% of you have said no. And remember, his approval rating right now is at 55% across the country, which is huge for any Republican to receive. And we were talking about how well President Trump did in the 2024 election cycle, winning 31 states and all seven swing states with the popular vote. So you might have people in your family and in your friend circle that most likely voted for President Trump that just do not want to share that they voted for President Trump. And you probably don't know it, but it's clear that he won over the hearts and minds of many people. And I think a lot of the issue was the inflation and illegal immigration. I really do. And if you've noticed, even when it comes to ICE agents going in, pulling people out, like some of the videos have been circulating. But if you ever read the comments on some of those videos, no one seems really outraged by it. There are a lot of people saying, yeah, get them out of here. Get them out of here. And you really saw the change in the flip in script, in Chicago, when you had so many people showing up to like the city council meeting saying, hey, these illegal immigrants have got to go. They're getting food, housing, the cell phones, free health care. They're getting on the list before us. And that's what it comes down to. Same thing in New York City. I did want to share this little audio clip for you with Kamala Harris over the weekend. You know, she was on Broadway in New York. And if you missed the clip, of course, you're going to hear it here. But if you have the opportunity to so and see it, it's on every social media platform. Just you know, type in Kamala Harris. And I usually would tease her on some of her word salads. But I want you to take a listen and then we'll talk about it on the other side.
For those rights to be maintained, which means we have to be vigilant, and it's just the nature of it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I mean, look at this beautiful play and everything that we know he ended, that he was suppressed, he had to suppress so much. But he knew, and he took those risks, but we have to be clear-eyed. Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't mean we don't see the beauty in everything, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. These things all coexist. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I believe we fight for something, not against something. And that's our optimism, right?
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. With that, I'll leave.
Now, nothing she said there was impressive, okay? I guess they were easily impressed or they were just being very kind. But that's not why I wanted to play the clip for you. She was clearly under the influence in this clip. Clearly, it's no doubt in my mind. Now, whether she was drunk or on some kind of drug, I don't know, or maybe both, I don't know. But I just wanted to extend prayers to Kamala Harris. And this isn't the first time that I've seen a clip of her. You know, I'll keep scrolling. I don't comment or I don't, because I try to give everyone grace in this situation. We know a lot of people that are struggling with addiction. I'm not saying that she is struggling with addiction, but I've seen a lot of clips now that show her under some kind of influence. And it's to the point where it's starting to bother me, right? I say the same thing about Hunter Biden and all those that are struggling with addiction. I hate to see it. And we're living in a society today where you possibly have known someone or know someone currently that's struggling with addiction. And, you know, the toll that takes on whether it's family, friends, or just watching that person, you know, in my view, slowly, you know, wither away. I don't wish that on anyone. Now, her husband was there with her. He was standing kind of behind her in that video. But he was looking around the room. I thought it was interesting, even the look on his face. I felt as though he knew that she wasn't in the right state of mind. And he was kind of looking around the room to see who was recording, which I thought was very interesting. And the person that I saw that posted this video and had a, you know, they were up front and had a pretty good view of her. Her husband looked at him, you know, Doug, what's his last name? Emhoff, is that right, Doug? Her husband looked at the person recording multiple times. So you see Doug making eye contact with the camera multiple times. And you could tell that he was concerned that people were recording. So I just wanted to kind of throw this out there. I don't know what, you know, Kamala Harris is struggling with. I can only imagine there was a lot of pressure running for the office of the presidency. I can imagine there was a lot of pressure because obviously you had those in the Democrat Party that decided to remove Joe Biden and kind of just throw Kamala Harris in there. I don't think she was prepared. I don't think she was ready. I think she got better as time progressed when it came to public speaking. I think she had a decent debate against President Trump. It was, you know, heavily biased, and you could see the moderators that were supposed to be moderating, they were pretty much debating Trump themselves. It was kind of ridiculous, but I thought that she did well considering I've seen her debate before, right? Remember when she debated Mike Pence? She was terrible, horrible. I think she did a lot better, so obviously the media training is kicking in, but I watched that clip yesterday, and I thought, There's something going on here. And whenever anybody's struggling, you just want to see them get better. So Kamala Harris, I'm going to say get well soon. And I'm sure we'll see more videos in the future, and hopefully she'll be doing a lot better at that point in time. Also, I saw yesterday an update from NTSB. Of course, we've been talking about the aircraft collision that happened at Reagan National Airport. Again, rest in peace to Tommy Claggett, Mikey Stovall, and all of those that were on the American Airlines flight and also in the Black Hawk. But I wanted to play the audio here for you, and this is the NTSB update. Take a listen.
At 8:47:42, or 17 seconds before impact, a radio transmission from the tower was audible on both CVRs, directing the Black Hawk to pass behind the CRJ. CVR data from the Black Hawk indicated that the portion of the transmission that stated pass behind the may not have been received by the Black Hawk crew. Transmission was stepped on by a 0.8 second mic key from the Black Hawk. The Black Hawk was keying the mic to communicate with ATC. In response, at 8:47:44, the Black Hawk crew indicated that traffic was in sight and requested visual separation, which was approved by DCA Tower. The instructor pilot then told the pilot flying they believed ATC was asking for the helicopter to move left toward the east bank of the Potomac. At 8:47:52, or 7 seconds before impact, the CRJ rolled out on final for runway 33. The CRJ was at a radio altitude of 344 feet, 143 knots. At 8:47:58, or 1 second before impact, the CRJ began to increase its pitch, reaching about 9 degrees nose up at the time of collision. FDR data show the CRJ elevators were deflected near their maximum nose-up travel. The last radio altitude recorded for the CRJ was 313 feet and was recorded 2 seconds prior to the collision. The CRJ pitch at this time was again 9 degrees nose up, and roll was 11 degrees left wing down. The CRJ was descending at 448 feet per minute. The radio altitude of the Black Hawk at the time of the collision was 278 feet and had been steady for the previous 5 seconds. The Black Hawk pitch at the time of the collision was about a half degree nose up with a left roll of 1.6 degrees. Now, examination of the wreckage will assist in determination of the exact angle of the collision. Now, we're confident with the radio altitude of the Black Hawk at the time of the collision, that was 278 feet. But I want to caution, that does not mean what the Black Hawk, that's what the Black Hawk crew was seeing on the barometric altimeters in the cockpit. We are seeing conflicting information in the data, which is why we aren't releasing altitude for the Black Hawk's entire route.
All right. Okay. A couple different things that I've noted there. As you heard, again, that was the NTSB. And right now, we're being told that they're not going to release all the data from the Black Hawk helicopter and the altitude, right? Because that was always in question. We were told that the limit and what the Black Hawk should have been flying at is 200 feet or less. We got conflicting data, as they're now telling us that this is conflicting data, that the Black Hawk could have been at either 300 feet or 400 feet. They don't know. Many of us have watched the video. Many of us saw where it looked like the Black Hawk helicopter went directly into that American Airlines flight. It's very hard not to watch that video and think that that was intentional. But again, I'm gonna say it could have been a tragic accident, because we did have someone on the show, remember, former pilot, and he said if they were wearing that Black Hawk helicopter, if they were wearing their night vision goggles, he said that most likely the pilot and those in the helicopter did not see that American Airlines flight. That's what we were told by someone that flies. Right? I'm not an expert, not my wheelhouse, so I will go off of what the experts say. Now, the NTSB, if you heard there in that clip, the spokesperson is saying that they have not yet released whether or not they were wearing the night vision goggles and whether or not they were on, right? So, there's obviously a feature there to turn them on, where you can see in the dark. Now, there's a feature there where you can have them not on, but still on your face. And apparently you can still see, but it's very difficult to do so. And that's what that pilot was telling us here on WCBM. To not release the data, that's going to be a problem. And it's going to be a problem, especially with President Trump and Secretary Duffy of the Transportation, and even J.D. Vance. If the NTSB is believing that they could sit there and just say it's conflicting and we don't want to release it, that's not going to fly. And it shouldn't. These families, all of the families, those of the ice skaters, those that had family and friends that were the pilots, the airline crew, everybody deserves an answer to what happened that night. And I feel as though that they have now positioned themselves to push this in a way where they're not going to give a straight answer. And I hope that they know when they release things like this and they can't tell us anything, and then they intentionally tell us that they're not going to release things, that is going to lead to people interpreting what they saw in that video and deciding for themselves that this crash was intentional. And I would just caution the NTSB in making this decision, because I can tell you right now, that's what a lot of people are saying. And I hope that President Trump and Secretary Duffy get on top of this, and I hope that they push the NTSB to release all of the information in which they have discovered on this aircraft collision at Reagan National Airport. So, I said that I would continue to follow it, and I would continue to bring you the updates, and that's what I plan to do. That is the latest update, where they're not going to tell us what the Black Hawk altitude was for that helicopter. That's unacceptable, and I do believe that the administration feels the same way. So, we'll continue to watch. If we have more, I will bring it to you. Real quick, Bill in Ellicott City, did you want to weigh in, Bill, on Kamala?
Yeah, I wanted to give my congratulations to you as being the only person in the media that I thought really gave a fair shake to what happened to Kamala Harris in the campaign. And I think you're absolutely spot on that she was thrown in there at the last minute, and there is an argument to be made that if Joe Biden had decided not to run back in 23, Kamala Harris would have had a whole lot more time to prepare. Whether she would have beaten Trump or not, we'll never know, but she could have done a heck of a lot better. And that, in my opinion, is the fault of Joe Biden.
Yeah, yeah, Bill, I agree with you. Thank you so much for weighing in. I appreciate you. Happy President's Day. Yeah, I mean, look, I'm a Trump supporter. I would say, Republican through and through, and I definitely am not a fan of Kamala Harris. But you can't deny the fact that she was put in a position, whether she wanted it or not, the position she was put in was a tough one to get out of. It was tough. And remember, she was always polling very low. Her approval rating number was extremely low. So number one, she never had the opportunity to raise that approval rating, right? They tore Joe Biden out of the seat. They pretty much took him out of the seat and threw him out the window and just installed Kamala. And it's like, look, she was fine with it, sure, because they thought they were going to save the party this way. But it didn't give her a fair shake. And I would think that my fellow Trump supporters would agree that was probably a tough and a difficult situation. I think that's why the media tried to hype her as hard as they could, because they knew many of the Democrats weren't buying it. A lot of the independents were saying, absolutely not. All right, when we get back, I'll wrap this conversation up. And then also I just wanted to just touch a little bit on the kicker, Justin Tucker, and what the allegations he's now facing here in Baltimore.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric, Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have joined together to make sure no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the best when it comes to your transmission. Both companies have been in business for over a half a century, and it's about time the two premier transmission service companies have teamed up. Whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission for hundreds less than the dealers, look no further than either Glen Burnie Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You'll get the same courteous, professional, and expert service from both companies. Free area towing and financing is available. Call Glen Burnie Transmissions at 410-766-8500 or gbt-online.com. Or call Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410-686-6700 or jjt-online.com. Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, the best team in Baltimore.
The Maryland Home and Garden and Craft Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. March 1st and 2nd and 7th through 9th at the Timonium Fairgrounds Cow Palace and Exhibition Hall. Find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with more than 400 trusted local experts. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
The Rob Carson Show.
Elon Musk is doing the audit. He reports to the President of the United States, and the President of the United States is the guy who said, shut it down, and it's only going to get worse for the people who have abused the system and done nothing to make life in our country better. Every metric of quality of life in America has descended into hell, and now the people who did it are going to pay for what they did, and they're going to lose their jobs.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, don't forget, tomorrow we'll be joined by Glenn Gilhart at 10 a.m. We're going to go over some of these bills that are on the floor now in Annapolis. Some of them, good bills, and a lot of them not so great bills. He's going to break that down for us. Also, in Anne Arundel County, their 2025 Lincoln Reagan dinner, that's happening March 19th at the DoubleTree Hotel in Annapolis. And their guest speaker is Tom Fitton from Judicial Watch. If you want to take a look, you can go to their organization's website, www.aagop.org. Again, that's the Lincoln Reagan dinner for Anne Arundel County's Central Committee. We got to continue to support one another. As we know, Republicans are outnumbered in Maryland, but there are some seats in Anne Arundel County that are kind of purple that we could flip. So if you could go to this dinner, or even just make a donation, and then they could help some of these candidates running, whether it's delegate seats or our state senate seats, or even some of those county council seats. Please help out, because we do. We have to support one another. All right? We don't have a large number of Republicans. We just don't. And don't forget, we had a Kate Sullivan earlier. Remember her big call to action day next week, February 25th. They're all going to be meeting outside the state house at 11 a.m. They're fighting for rights for you and I. And like I said, even if you're not a Republican, you can join the fight. You can join the fight. Christopher in the text line, Christopher in Kaysville, he says, debates, as horrible as they were, the Kamala and Fetterman debates were winning debate performances. Nobody ever does any detailed analysis on the genius of this style type of debating, not to mention the don't debate at all winning strategy. Yeah, Christopher, they have that here in Maryland. Many Republicans that run for office, including myself, will tell you, that Democrats do not debate us, and they know that they cannot debate us. And I'm going to try to get some sound on the interview I heard this morning with Ken Ullman, the Maryland Dems chairman. Whew, it was good. It was good. He was asked point blank, when it comes to these tax decreases and incentives that Governor Wes Moore talks about, when you put that with the fees and all the other taxes that they're adding on, everybody's cost of living in Maryland's going to go up. And that's thanks to Maryland Democrats, whether they want to admit it or not. And this morning, Ken Ullman could not respond to that. So I'm going to try to get that audio for you so we can have it for tomorrow. Also, more women have come forward to accuse Justin Tucker of inappropriate sexual behavior at luxury Baltimore spas. If you're keeping track of the tally here, it's up to 16 women. They are still all anonymous. Nobody has come forward with their name on this. And we did talk about how this investigation began by a tip in a barbershop, which went over to Justin Fenton at the Baltimore Banner, and then he started calling the women at these spas. I just think that this is, it's kind of bizarre. Now, do I think that it happened? I mean, 16 women, that's a lot of women. That's a lot of women with the same story. But I do believe it's bizarre how this all came to be. Now, Justin has not been criminally charged with anything. And right now, his reputation is completely smeared. So I'm sure everybody will continue to watch this, but I just wanted to let you know it went from 7 women accusing him to now 16 women accusing him. I hope everybody has a beautiful President's Day. In case you missed it, my favorite president of all time, President Trump for sure. Question of the day, are you satisfied with Trump so far? 96% of you say yes, 4% say no. Sounds like President Trump is doing a darn good job. Brian, as always, you do a good job, Brian. Thank you so much for a great show. And I'll talk to all of you tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balanced care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout